defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hey, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, September 26, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and syndicated on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, the most exciting thing to happen in week three of the NFL was a Los Angeles Rams fan decided they had to use the porta potty outside the stadium after the game. Now, normally this could be a tenuous operation to begin with. However, it gets worse. There was a Seattle Seahawks fan that decided, well, we'll just tip that porta potty right over. Tip the porta potty over. The fans did come together. Fans of both jerseys decided to position the porta potty and get this guy out. Now, to make it worse, this guy, just prior to entering the porta potty, had asked a woman if she wanted to eat with him at a tailgate after the game. She stole his cooler. Off she goes. She's nowhere to be found. This guy had a crappy day. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, the stage is set. The podiums have been adjusted. The peaceful protest area has been roped off, and the candidates are ready to take the stage for tonight's first of three presidential debates. Also, was this past weekend's media posturing by the Clinton camp designed to mitigate a potential loss tonight, or was it meant to distract us from two straight weeks of terror attacks here at home? And is the so-called blue wall about to fall down faster than Hillary Clinton at a 9/11 memorial ceremony? Major polling is starting to send Democrat operatives searching for their hard hats. All that, plus Donald Trump receives a huge endorsement just hours before tonight's debate. Also, liberal newspaper editorial boards go on the attack over the weekend. We'll tell you exactly what they said. And one Long Island school teacher is in hot water after calling her students who support Donald Trump racists. All that plus your daily dose of common sense, but let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, guys, we got a lot of stuff coming up today, but check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. If you already signed up with your email address, you got the newsletter on Saturday. If you didn't get it, check your spam folder. For some reason, it went there for some people. Also, new swag. We got Rhino Report and RWB Network swag. We have new articles by Tina and Robert. Lots of cool stuff there. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can friend me. Maybe I'll friend you back or whatever it's called, something like that. Also, email me questions, concerns, comments, jokes, you saying the Pledge of Allegiance, whatever you got. Rhino, R-Y-N-O at RWBnetwork.com. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. Alright guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Now that's probably one of my worst fears, is going into a porta potty, maybe a little half-cocked, and somebody tips it over. You don't know what's in there. You have no idea what's in there. That's terrible. I could never imagine that happening to me. It's something I'm terrified of. I don't use them. I don't like using them. I mean, it's a rarity when I actually step into one. Alright, so, hey, everyone listening right now, Red Nation Rising Radio, a big shout out to you guys, streamingtalkradio.com, and everyone on klrnradio.com. Lots of shout outs there. Check out the old episodes. We have this last weekend's episode, hashtag Fluids and BS, getting a ton of hits on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. It was our weekend show, and it plays all weekend. So everyone's checking that one out. And all the other episodes are there, too, as well as rhinoreport.com. Lots of episodes there. Actually, they're all there. Even episode number one, which you do not, I repeat, do not want to listen to. It's there. It's there. All right, so before we kind of get into, well, what the big story is today, right, with this debate, we have to acknowledge a couple of things. Number one, we have to acknowledge the passing of Jose Fernandez, of course, the pitcher for the Miami Marlins, and Arnold Palmer, the great great golfer, and not a bad maker of drinks either. Jose Fernandez, 24 years old. This guy had a Hall of Fame-type career in the making. Now, being a New York Mets fan, I see the Miami Marlins more than I'd like to. They always seem to spoil us. 2007, 2008, they prevented us from making the playoffs, so I hold a grudge. I hold a grudge with the Marlins. But this was really a tragedy. I mean, he's out in the boat. They hit this jetty. Who knows how fast they were going. There were three people on board this boat. All three passed away. Terrible. This guy, he came here from Cuba when he was 15 years old. He had tried a couple times before that, wasn't successful. Got here when he was 15, drafted, I think it was 2011 or 2013, whatever it was, by the Marlins, and just had he was a pitcher you did not want to face. No team wanted to face Jose Fernandez. In a show of solidarity, the Miami Marlins, and I always want to call them the Florida Marlins, but they're now the Miami Marlins, they're going to wear his jersey tonight. And in fact, they are playing the New York Mets tonight, so I think a lot of teams hung up his jersey on Sunday in their dugouts. Some things are just bigger than sport. Some things are bigger than sport, and it's hard to realize that sometimes. But when you have the tragic passing of someone like Jose Fernandez, it makes you realize that sports are not everything. These are people, they're humans, they have families. He has a child on the way, so just terrible. And of course, Arnold Palmer, 87 years old, didn't get cheated. Didn't get cheated. Great, great golfer, an inspiration to a whole generation of golfers. Growing up in a golfing household myself, my entire family golfs. They're all pretty good except for me. I'm like a 15 handicap, so not too bad. But his name was spoken with reverence in my house. You'd never spoke ill of Arnold Palmer. And 87 years old, so two big losses in the sports world this weekend. But hey, I guess it happens. That's life, right? So rest in peace, Jose Fernandez and Arnold Palmer. Okay, so I heard this rumor that there may be this little debate tonight. I don't know if you guys heard this too. Here on Long Island, I mean, literally, if there were no houses in the way or buildings, I could see Hofstra University from where I'm sitting right now. It's that close. And the whole area is getting cornered off as we speak. They were shutting roads down around noon here on the East Coast, and some more roads a little bit later on. Now, Hofstra is in Hempstead, New York. The village of Hempstead is a case study in what happens when Democrats control the town for too long. I doubt that will come up in the debate. It's a, you know, that's a very local thing, but it's Hempstead is a small version of what Detroit is, for lack of a better comparison. It's a place that used to be thriving. It was the retail center of Long Island or of Nassau County for many, many years. And then Democrats took over, everybody with money moved out, and you're left with just a lot of poverty. But that's where Hofstra University is. It's actually sandwiched between Hempstead and Uniondale. Uniondale is the same kind of story as Hempstead. So they're roping off this area. They have an area, I would say it's probably, I don't know, a quarter mile long. And it's right in front of the Nassau Coliseum, where the New York Islanders used to play. So if there weren't enough sports references today, there's another one. But Hofstra sits right across the street from the Coliseum. So they're going to be there. They're going to be loaded in there. They're checking bags. You can't have anything. No weapons, no backpacks, no selfie sticks. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. They're expecting 10 or 20,000 people to be out there protesting. I'm not sure what they're going to be protesting because both candidates are there. Maybe there'll be Johnson Weld supporters or Jill Stein supporters. She was actually at Hofstra yesterday talking to the students there. She seems to have the little groundswell amongst these college types, you know, but she's not doing well in the polls. I think the highest we've seen in a state from Jill Stein has been, what, 4%, 5%? She was doing much better just after the DNC convention, where all of the Bernie supporters were a little hot under the collar about him getting screwed by the DNC. But that seems to have gone away. They don't care anymore. Eh, typical liberal stuff. They care about it for 10 minutes and then move on to the next thing. No real passion there. Now, this weekend started off with, I saw a hashtag and it said Hillary's stool. And I said, oh, come on. Really? Like, I know she has some medical issues, but Hillary's stool? And then I opened it and went, oh, okay. It's like a bench, like a step stool. So they're talking, she wanted a step stool. She wanted a different podium. She wants everything to try to put her on the same plane as Donald Trump. This was the big news all weekend, right? She is 5'4". In case you haven't watched TV in the last 48 hours, they've been repeating her height just all the time. Donald Trump, of course, 6'2". So he's a 6'2" strapping man. She's a 5'4" weak man. So they're trying to even this all out. Trying to even it all out. They don't want you to see Donald Trump to be the bigger presence. Now, if you go back to 1960, all right, I believe like one of, if not the first televised debates, which drew in 60 million people. Now, 60 million people in 1960, that's like 150 million now, because not everybody had TVs. It was like 1 in 20 households had TVs. Now, people who listened to the debate on the radio voted for Nixon. People who watched the debate voted for Kennedy. Nixon didn't look good. He had a bum knee, right? He was kind of pale. He wasn't feeling well. Who knows what he was taking for pain or whatever. Didn't look good. He had all the policy points. And he really wiped the floor policy-wise with Kennedy. But this is why the Clintons and the Clinton camp and the Clinton orbit, they want to make her look less frail. Because the last image a lot of people have who don't follow this stuff like we do is her smashing her face off the side of a van after leaving the 9/11 memorial because it was 78 degrees outside. So they got to try to make her look like she's not going to fall apart tomorrow. So they try to make her a little taller. They have the podiums. One podium has a stack of plywood in it. I imagine to make that podium higher, I guess that will be Trump's podium. And then her podium, which happens to be on the right for the TV, which is a little strange. They're putting a Democrat on the right and the Republican on the left. I'm not sure if anyone's noticed that yet, but I saw the sound checks today. We'll continue talking about this, plus some new polls and a teacher in hot water here on Long Island. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's Ka'anapaliResort.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Follow me on Twitter, if you will. I say some pretty interesting things sometimes, and sometimes some not at all interesting things, which is why we'll go on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. So we're talking about this debate. This is big news. We're probably looking at Super Bowl numbers tonight. Some places are saying maybe 75 million. Some are saying perhaps 100, 115 million. It's going to be a lot. It's all anybody could talk about all weekend, no matter where I went. Are you ready for the debate? Are you ready for the debate? Yeah, I guess. I don't have to be ready. They have to be ready. I'm a little nervous. A little nervous. It's one of those don't goof debates. And with all the hype, I think that it may turn out to be a little boring. Now, I know nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear that Hillary Clinton's going to have a coughing fit and fall on her face, or they want to hear that Donald Trump's going to have zinger after zinger lined up. Yeah, he may have one or two. The guy's an encyclopedia of zingers, so he has a couple of them. They're probably pumping her full of that anti-spasmoid medicine to make her not cough. They got her going to be so doped up on whatever it is that she's not going to cough, probably. She's not going to fall over. Who knows? Maybe she'll be wearing one of those bags on her leg. Who knows? Who knows? Because it's 90 minutes, no breaks. No commercial breaks. No bathroom breaks. The mics will always be keyed on, we were told. And no earpieces. Now, this had to come up because of what happened with Matt Lauer at that Commander-in-Chief forum, where he had an earpiece in, which you kind of need on TV, and even on radio, because you have commercial breaks coming up. Someone has to tell you, listen, you have 30 seconds, stupid, wrap it up. So he has to wrap the candidate up. But So no earpieces, and people are saying maybe Hillary's going to have an earpiece and they should check her ear. You know, who cares? Who really cares? I think Donald Trump can beat her on the merits anyway. Yeah, she's got no policy. She's got no policy. But you know what? Nobody cares if Donald Trump knows who the defense minister of Sweden is. Nobody cares. They want to make sure that he knows domestic policy and he knows how to create jobs. And he can prove it by showing what he's done with Trump Enterprises or whatever business he wants to, you know, lay out there and tell you how he created tens of thousands of jobs for not only white Americans, but black Americans and Hispanic Americans and Asian Americans and whatever. That's what people care about. Poll after poll is showing you people are just completely turned off by the state of our country. Economically and from a militaristic standpoint, people are just, they're done. They're tired of it. And I want to tell you about one ABC poll, and I'm not going to do it right now, but it's going to show you exactly. This is exactly what we've been talking about for months, so it's a little cliffhanger for you for next segment. You want to hear that. So the whole weekend started off with Hillary's stool, and then it was earpieces, and then it was she was inviting Mark Cuban, so Donald Trump, not to be outdone, was going to invite Jennifer Flowers, who apparently accepted, and then they told her not to come. It's like a bad prom date. Right? Oh, yeah, I'll go with you. And then the guy says, nah, never mind. Not going with you. So she's not going to be there, maybe. He should have had the whole lineup there. Kathleen Willey, Jennifer Flowers, Juanita Broderick, Monica Lewinsky. He should have had them all sitting in the front row. And then we hear that the debate people, the Commission for Presidential Debates, who work 4 days every 4 years, they're going to give each side vetoes. So if someone's in the camera shot behind Lester Holt, each candidate can say, no, I don't want them there. I don't want them there. You know, the families will be back there behind him in the camera shot, but they don't want the other people. So Cuban, I guess he's going. Him and Trump are kind of, you know, arch nemesis, I guess. It turns out Jennifer Flowers probably not going. That would have been fun. That would have been a lot of fun. And she would have made the rounds afterwards. That would have been a good time. But I guess not going. But this is really shaping up to be the cool kids versus the nerds. This is all shaping up. Because we've heard Hillary Clinton, she's spending night after night prepping for debates. 11 o'clock last night, she had a mock debate this morning. She has this Felipe Rhines is sitting in or posing as Donald Trump because he's such a combative person, this Felipe Rhines. He's a political operative or whatever. So he's playing Trump in the debates. And we've heard she's going to needle him and needle him and needle him. Let her do it. If I'm Trump, I just sit there and I let her do it. Let her look like the bully, the establishment political hack bully. And just answer the questions. So, by tomorrow morning, we'll all be over it. And we'll spend tomorrow talking about it. And we'll all say Donald Trump won. And mainstream media will say that Hillary Clinton won. And that's how it's going to go. And then we're going to wait 2 weeks and do it again. But, I don't know. Cool kids versus nerds. Donald Trump is the cool kids. He's not prepping. He doesn't need to prep. He hangs out with Chris Christie and Rudy Giuliani. They probably sit around Satriali's eating some gabagool. You know, that's what they're doing, drinking espresso. That's their prep. That's Donald Trump prep. He doesn't need to prep. He's never going to outsmart her when it comes to the names and the faces, because she's taken money from all of them, so she knows their names. All right, we'll finish up on this. We'll talk about a new poll we have nationally, and what is ABC doing to try and skew the numbers?
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Turn down that radio!
If this sounds familiar, you know it's time to address your hearing loss. But custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade, FDA-registered hearing aids for savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by a Chicago surgeon determined to develop a hearing aid that was technologically advanced, simple to use, and most of all, affordable. Call 1-800-511-8384. You'll speak with a trained MD hearing aid professional who will match you with the best hearing aid for your needs. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. But you have to call right now. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-511-8384. That's 1-800-511-8384.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, so regardless of what happens tonight, if it's boring, if it's exciting, if Hillary tips over, whatever happens, it's going to be one of those moments you can say you saw. That's why it's going to be so popular. You can look back and say, wow, I saw that first debate with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Remember that? Remember how long ago that was and how much hype was before it? There are a few things that I look forward to every year. Every single year, I look forward to the Daytona 500. Love that race. Love NASCAR in general, but I love looking forward to that. I have the chips out. I get the pizza, the whole thing. New York Mets opening day. I've taken off that day from work or school since I was 7 years old. And, of course, New York Islanders opening night. But every 4 years, I start looking forward to these debates more and more and more. And then when it starts to get to that day, I start getting a little nervous. It happened today. I went to bed last night thinking this is going to be a great day. We're going to do a show. We're going to go on Twitter. We're going to go on Facebook. We're going to talk all about this. We're going to watch this debate for 90 minutes. I mean, and just be glued to it. And then we'll watch the after stuff with Megyn Kelly and whoever else they decide to run in front of a camera. And it's going to be amazing. And then this morning I wake up and I go, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if I'm so excited anymore. But, hey, it's going to be fun. All weekend long, The Clinton camp was out saying Lester Holt has to fact check Donald Trump. Don't fact check Hillary Clinton. We don't want to do that. Just fact check Donald Trump. And they're saying he's not going to do it, and it's his job to do it. I have never heard a moderator say it was their job to fact check the candidate. You know whose job it is? The other candidate. That's whose job it is. Nobody wants to be the Candy Crowley, because she got crucified for months. They are still, 4 years ago, they're still talking about her. Because Romney cleaned the floor with Obama in the first debate. And then, of course, the second one, which at that time was at Hofstra, actually, and she was the moderator at Hofstra. That happened where she told him he was wrong and whatever else. And Lester Holt does not want to be that guy. It's up to him whether he wants to follow up or not. I don't think there's going to be a lot of that. It's only 90 minutes. 90 minutes, 15 months of campaigning is boiling down to 90 minutes. So there's a lot of questions to be asked. You know, Trump may go for the emails, and she may go for whatever she goes for. He's got a temper and the whole thing. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. In fact, you know, 46% of people, this is according to Rasmussen, feel the moderator will try to help Clinton. And that's a plurality in this poll. Now, if you go back to 2008, only 22% of people thought the moderator was going to try to help one candidate. I mean, it's double now. There is such a distrust in media from the people, which is, again, another reason why Donald Trump is doing so well. He points it out in every single rally. There they are in the back, the liars in the back. He does it every time. And if you look at how many people have gone to these rallies, he's had, what, two rallies a day for 15 months, whatever it's been? He's talked to a million people saying how distrustful and the lying media, people are, they listen, it's showing in the numbers now. Huge distrust in media. So either way, Lester Holt will get, he's going to get bombarded tomorrow. No doubt about it. Doesn't matter how it goes. He could just sit there, ask question after question after question, and it won't matter. Because the Hillary camp will say, well, he didn't question Donald. And the Donald camp will say, well, he didn't go after Hillary. It's not going to matter what he does. It's an honor to do this, but, I mean, really, he's going to take it. He's going to take it harder on the chin tomorrow, no doubt about it. So, but I don't feel bad for him. I really don't. But the editorial boards over the weekend, they were after Trump big time. New York Times threw their endorsement to Hillary. Surprise, surprise. They have a whole statement here. It says, voters attracted by the force of the Trump personality should pause and take note of the precise qualities he exudes as an audacious, different politician. Blusters savage mockery of those who challenge him. Degrading comments about women, crude generalizations about nations and religions. Well, did anyone think the New York Times was going to back Donald Trump? It was never going to happen. Even WAPO, they backed Hillary Clinton. Well, they have been they've been out of the Donald Trump rallies for 4 or 5 months, so they weren't going to back Trump either. They said he's unworthy, and he's amply demonstrated that he can't be believed. The Trump spokesman, Jason Miller, said the news that the ultra-liberal elitist out-of-touch New York Times editorial board endorsed an ultra-liberal elitist out-of-touch candidate in Hillary Clinton has to be some of the least surprising news ever. The New York Times editorial board is the embodiment of the rigged system Donald Trump is running against. And he titled that statement, "The Sun Also Rose in the East This Morning." So they saw that coming. That statement was ready for months. Ready for months. Now, looking forward past this debate, because it's going to end at some point, 10:30 tonight Eastern, it's over, so we have to keep looking forward. We still have, what, 45 days until the election. Is the blue wall that Hillary Clinton has and Democrats have had since 1992, is that crumbling? And is it crumbling very, very quickly? Now, there are a couple of states here that have not been in play for quite a while that we're starting to see Donald Trump in single-digit deficits, not double digits, and states that Barack Obama won by, you know, 15, 20 points. That Trump is only trailing 5 or 6 now. And I think some of this has to do with just 2 weeks ago. You had the bombings in New York and New Jersey, and then you had the mall shooting in Minnesota, and then this week you had the mall shooting in Washington, which they were swearing up and down was a Hispanic male. Remember that? Remember Hispanic male? Turns out, Turkish, wrong again. They wanted to make sure we did not think it was terrorism. But now FBI and local police are saying it might be terrorism. So we've had 2 weeks of terrorist attacks. We've had the Hillary camp try to cover this whole thing up by saying the moderator, Lester Holt, who may be a registered Republican but is a very big liberal, will not be, you know, on their side, essentially. And this is all because this blue wall is starting to fall down. It's starting to fall very, very hard in a place like Colorado. A place where Donald Trump was down almost 17 points in late July is now leading in many polls in Colorado. There are rumors that Hillary is taking some of her camps, some of her headquarters, out of Ohio. They're considering Ohio a lost cause right now. Ohio, you gotta win Ohio. And now Maine, all eyes are on the second congressional district in Maine. And that district is going very heavy red. As goes Maine, so goes the rest of the country. Remember that? New Jersey, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota is within 6 points. New Hampshire, we talked about it last week, maybe Vermont. I don't think we're looking at a sweep, but I think we're looking at a brand new red wall being built by Donald Trump. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
About the blue wall, not the blue line. We respect the blue line. The blue wall, not so much. Not so much. Is it falling down? Is it toppling over? It very well could be. Now, before we get into some of these state polls, there was an ABC Washington Post poll that was released over the weekend. Now, this showed Hillary up 2 points on Donald Trump in a four-way race. So she has 46, he has 44, Johnson with 5, Stein with 1. Stein is falling off the map. People are starting to realize that, yeah, you know what, maybe it's a wasted vote going third party. Now, I'll never say a vote's wasted, but some people are kind of thinking that. Now, here is the reason why this poll is utter, complete garbage, and they're doing it for a reason. They're trying to keep the blue wall up with these national polls, because this, the partisan sampling in this poll, was a Democrat plus 10. Plus 10. That's higher than 2008. And the Democrat turnout in 2008 for Barack Obama was insane. They think, by using this model, they think the Democrat voter is so juiced to go vote for Hillary Clinton that people who didn't even turn out for Obama are going to turn out for Hillary. They are 120% wrong. Wrong. The most accurate models this year, 2004. Most accurate model, hands down. And even that might be a little light on the Republican side. So with a Democrat plus 10 model, she's only up by 2 in this national poll. So we have to start really watching this now. Because at first, nobody wanted to use a real model because they didn't want to be the one-off. If you should have 3 or 4 national polls showing Trump down 6, Trump down 7, you don't want to be the poll that says Trump plus 1. Because then no one uses you. You're considered the one-off. You have bad sampling. Then they started coming back to the middle a little bit and saying, you know what? People are calling us out. Because everybody online was saying, listen, you're using terrible sampling. So they came back a little bit. And then just as the poll started to show with the 2012 model that Trump was still up, WAPO and ABC go, nope, nope, we're going to go extreme Democrat turnout because we got to show Hillary in the lead. Because if we don't, Colorado falls. If we don't, Michigan falls. If we don't, New Hampshire, Maine, New Jersey fall. North Carolina. Listen, she's done right now. In Florida and Ohio, she's done. She better pull the stakes up on the tent and leave. Go somewhere else. She's done there. And Donald Trump is doing what people have said, including myself, months and months ago. He's putting states in play that nobody else could have. Now, I have a ton of respect for Ted Cruz, and I'm so happy that he endorsed Donald Trump. I know people are complaining. Whatever. It brings the base back in. The base that Mike Pence couldn't wrangle in, it brings it back in. But Ted Cruz was never putting a state like Michigan in play. He was never putting New Jersey in play. He was never putting Wisconsin or Minnesota in play. Not a chance. We'd be talking about Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. That's what we'd be talking about. Because Cruz would probably win North Carolina. Give that to him. But that's it. Look at the states where she has to spend money now. And she's pulling up her headquarters, like half of them in Ohio. But she's got to go spend money in Colorado. They never thought. They were so confident they were going to win Colorado, they campaigned in Utah. That's how confident they were. Unbelievable. This is a whole new ballgame. Would you ever think in a million years that Michigan would be in play today? He's up in some polls in Michigan. And I know it's polls. I get it. But he's up in polls with sampling skewed toward Hillary Clinton. So if you don't love polls, look at the sampling. He's building support in the LA Times poll. I charted that poll for the last 3 months. I have the support and the resistance lines right here in front of me. He's building support big time. So I'm happy Ted Cruz came around. I am. I like Ted Cruz. I know some people don't like him. I like him. And if he was a little bit more, I don't know, Donald Trumpy, I may have voted for him in the primary. But he could never do this. It would never happen. And as big of a conservative you are, or a constitutional, whatever you consider yourself, you know in the bottom of your heart that Ted Cruz was never in a million years putting a state like Michigan in play. Never. This is a whole new ballgame. She is outspending him 8-1, 9-1, 15-1 in some states. And she's losing. Losing. This new poll, the ABC, a Democrat plus 10? They'll never tell you that. But that's what it was, a plus 10. If you even that out, Trump is up like 8 or 9 points in this poll. Crazy. That's a national poll. You have the CNN ORC poll. Clinton is down to being 1 point ahead. 1 point ahead in a Pennsylvania poll. She was up like 13 points a month ago. She's got to spend a lot of money then. Now, Donald Trump is, you know what he's doing? He's wearing her down. He's wearing her ragged. This guy is crisscrossing the country every 15 minutes to give rallies, big rallies. He's making her keep up, and they're scrambling. They can't keep up. This was the game plan all along. He knew he could put states like Ohio red, and Ohio will go red probably. Look at the union voters. Union voters support Trump by 5%. In Ohio. That's a big slap in the face to the DNC. That's a big slap in the face to Obama and to Hillary Clinton and to their own union, the AFL-CIO, which spends millions upon millions of dollars and hands it over to the DNC. Their voters don't listen to them anymore. They're going to vote for a guy who builds things non-union. That's how much they hate her. Hate. It's not looking good for Hillary Clinton. We have a couple more polls to go over. I want to talk about this teacher in Long Island that thinks her students who wear Trump gear are racist, even on their spirit day. We have a lot to get to, and we'll do a little final debate wrap-up when we come back. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. So I'm getting a little sick of hearing on media, mainstream media, alternative media, whatever it is, that everybody hates these candidates. It's the most hated election ever. Well, I call BS on that because they're so even in the unfavorable category that if you take the way we're broken up right now, 40% of the country is pro-Hillary, 40% is pro-Trump, there's 20% in the middle. So when they ask these same people, do you like Hillary, they go, no, if you're a Trump supporter. If you're a Hillary supporter, do you like Trump? No. So take those 40%, because those 40% really love their candidate, because everybody has a favorable over 40%. So that's how you can tell right there. I care about what the middle 20 think. I don't want to see favorable, unfavorable from those who describe themselves as Republican or Democrat. I want to see it from the 20% in the middle who describe themselves as independent or unaffiliated. That's the unfavorable, favorable I care about. The rest of it, of course they're going to have high unfavorables. Half the country hates them. But it's the middle that makes the difference. Middle makes the difference. All right. Colorado, CNN ORC poll, 1,010 voters, 784 likely. 896 are registered. I don't care about that number. We care about likely voters. We're in the time of year where you want to see likely voter numbers. So this has Trump up one in Colorado in the four-way. They do a two-way in this CNN ORC, which they shouldn't do in Colorado because it's only all four are on the ballot in Colorado. If you're going to do head-to-head, it has to be a gun-to-head poll. You can't have this, you know, this other and somebody else. No, that was just to get her numbers up a little bit. That's why they did that. Now, 33% of Clinton supporters in Colorado have their mind made up. 33% of Trump supporters, mind made up. 8% of Clinton supporters say they could change their mind, and 7% of Trump supporters say they could change their minds. 63% of the likely voters are at least somewhat enthusiastic about this election, which is a pretty high number. Colorado, good to see you there. The economy is number one, and the most important issue is number two, illegal immigration, and foreign policy number three. So a little different in Colorado. Jobs apparently not hard to come by in Colorado because that's not in their top three. What else do we have here? People think Trump will do better with the economy. They're tied on terrorism. Trump is more honest and trustworthy. He has the stamina. She doesn't. I'm just going quickly here because we don't have a whole lot of time left. Breitbart poll. Breitbart and Gravis team up for a poll. This is also out of Colorado. Looks pretty good here for Trump. Trump is plus four, 41 to 37 in the four-way. So he's plus one in CNN. He's plus four here in the Gravis Breitbart. 10% unsure. So there's your wild card there. Let's see. 52% approve of Obama, you know, 62% unfavorable for Hillary, 53% unfavorable for Trump, wrong direction the country's going in, 56%, so a lot of numbers here, but it all boils down to Trump plus four in Colorado with Gravis and plus one with CNN. So the LA Times poll, Trump has bounced off that line we were talking about. Last Friday, we talked about the bounce line, the support line for Trump at 44%. He's bounced off it and gone back up. That creates a new support line for Trump there. Clinton is having she's seeing resistance at 43. She can't get past 43. Her support is down to 40. That's where her support line is here. And this is going back. I've charted the moving average on this poll since July 12th. So, not looking good for Hillary in LA Times. Her perception is still good there, but everything else, Trump kind of wins all the other categories. So that's it, guys. We will do a full debate recap tomorrow, and I have on good information. We'll talk to Matt Boyle from Breitbart tomorrow. I promise we'll have a great time. Guys, enjoy the debate tonight. A huge thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for everything. Keep up the hard work. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great night, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back. Back in the New York crew.